I am here with the head girls basketball coach at Fayetteville High School, Coach Al Barnett, and he's been out of coaching for a few years. But Coach Barnett, first of all, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great. Living back down on the lake here just outside of Fayetteville. Loving it.
And I got to ask you now, you know, years ago you told me that it would have to be a big bear to get you back into the coaching ranks that chased you. How big's that bear been, Al?
Oh, it's been a pretty big one. Some funny things, you know, it can kind of go into it. You know, I was teaching part-time at TC the last 4 years, doing no coaching. The school, unfortunately, closed down. And in the process, me and my wife were moving into my parents' house here on Lay Lake where I grew up. And the opportunity came open for part-time work here at Fayetteville, doing some a little teaching here. And they offered me the girls' job. And last winter, I was bored. So I said, yeah, I'll take it. So I'm happy to be here.
And this is your alma mater, too.
Yes, class of 1983.
Yeah. We don't have to say our classes, Al. You and I are pretty old. But, well, tell me, how exciting is it for you to be back coaching?
It's very exciting. You know, I get up in the morning thinking about my practice schedule, thinking about what we're going to do that day, what we need to improve on. And it's just kind of been a rebirth for me.
Well, we're going to talk more with Coach Al Barnett about his 2024-25 girls team here at Fayetteville High School, and we're going to do that here in just a few moments. More with Al Barnett here in just a few minutes. Al Barnett with me talking about the girls basketball program at Fayetteville. First of all, I want to talk to Al about how this program has been the last few years and you taking it over, and you don't have a senior on your team.
No, I don't. I've got, I think, maybe three or four juniors, and the rest are 10th, 9th graders. And, of course, you know, I guess, you know, I'm coaching all the teams. And when I say all, we've got JV / junior high and varsity. So, yeah, we have an inexperienced team, which I don't want to say young, because sometimes when you say young, you're making an excuse to lose. We have inexperienced players, but they have worked so hard. We met two nights a week this summer, worked out, been doing open gyms on Sunday, you know, and they're doing a great job. We've got a few girls who have a little bit of varsity experience. Anna Kate Blair has been a good leader for us. Kennedy Manus, I don't think, got a whole lot of playing time last year, but she's going to be one of our starters this year. She's been a great leader for us. And, you know, I'd like to mention them all by name, but they all come out every day and they work extremely hard.
And doesn't that make a difference, I mean, with you? Because I've known you for so long. You've had teams, whether it be boys or whatever, that were very talented, and some of them wouldn't put out for you. And that's more frustrating to a coach than people that will put out.
Oh, yes. If you'll just come out and give effort and play hard and play smart, you know, that's half the battle right there. And these girls – are developing a basketball IQ, which is important.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to talk to Al a little bit more about the area or region / whatever you want to call it that they're playing in, and also some of the teams they'll be playing. We'll be covering some of the games over on the Fayetteville Special Sports Channel with Radio Alabama. We're going to talk about that with Coach Barnett when we come back on McCurley in the Morning. Al Barnett with me, the new head girls basketball coach at Fayetteville High School. And, of course, a lot of people know Al from coaching at Childersburg for a long period of time, many, many great boys basketball teams. And we're talking about scheduling-wise. First of all, who all is in your area, Al?
It is Verbena. It is, I think, Notasauga, Autaugaville, and Autauga Academy.
Okay, so you have an actual five-team area.
Yes.
And now always there's teams from Talladega County that you'll play, the Winneboros and the, you know, your BB Comers, but there's probably some teams on your schedule that a lot of people may not know that you play, or tell us some of the games you're excited about.
Well, we open up next week with Coosa Central at home on Tuesday, November the 12th, then go there on Thursday the 14th. So, you know, I was an assistant boys coach there for years, so I'm excited about that. We go to Ranburn, which that's going to be a long road trip. We play ASD this year. Of course, we play BB Comer. We play Montford. We play Victory Christian. And of course, you know, the area games, and of course, you know, the county tournament and everything, but, it's going to be interesting, playing ASD, because I don't think I've been to ASD since I played for Coach Landers and Coach Huff here at Fatville. So that'll be fun to go back there.
I remember I went to ASD when the boys played, when my boys played here at Fayetteville. They played at ASD a few times, and I tell you what, that's a place where you think it's just you're gonna go in and get an easy win. Those folks up there take that sport very serious.
Oh yes, yes. You know, when I was in high school, it was a tough, tough place to go play. Good talent, well coached, you know. So excited about that. Excited about, you know, the BB Comers and Montfords and, you know, that kind of stuff. And just getting back into it after I hadn't been on the sideline for any varsity game in 8 years.
And just to let everybody know, when there's a home game at Fayetteville in the Wolves Den down here, normally at other places, girls' games usually start at 6 o'clock. But it's different here. You all usually start at 5.
Yes, I'm almost sure we start at 5. I was telling Muck off, David off the air, that I've been so focused on getting my team better, I hadn't even thought about the start times yet. So I think they will. I'm going to talk to Coach. Yeah, I'm glad you reminded me of that, because I'm going to talk to Coach Moore in the morning about start times.
Well, I wanted to ask you, too, one other question before we go to another segment. Is there things that you do when you coach boys? Does it carry over automatically to girls, or are there things that you really have to change?
In some ways, it's exactly the same, but there's one big difference. Girls listen better than boys. And, you know, sometimes you have to just, you know, get rough with the boys, you know. But they listen, and the problem I've seen is sometimes they listen too good and become a little robotic in what we want to do rather than reacting. And that's the biggest difference.
I'm going to ask Coach Barnett some coaching questions when we come back. We'll have one more segment with the legendary coach. I'm here to tell you, he's learned a lot under Coach Joe Ballou, and then, of course, in Childersburg for many years. But I want to bring up a name to him that might surprise him a little bit when we come back on McCurley in the Morning. Coach Al Barnett with me and the girls' head coach at Fayetteville High School. I got to ask you, you know, Coach Joe Ballou certainly was a guy that you coached under. You learned a lot, many state championships under his reign. And, of course, coming to Childersburg and doing such a wonderful job with the program there. But I want to bring up the name of Wayne Huff, the late, great Wayne Huff. What do you think about him when you think about basketball?
Coach Huff brings a smile to my face. He came here to Fayetteville, and Fayetteville was completely in the doldrums in basketball. And he just, you know, turned basketball around. And he brought tremendous intensity, knowledge, and one thing that keeps the kids out, he brought fun. He made it fun.
Yeah, and of course, I really believe that Coach Barnett makes it fun for his kids. Now, some guys, but I'm going to tell you, and I've enjoyed from the broadcasting standpoint, of course, you and I have played basketball together and against each other, and we understand the game, but I have seen some times where you've really were funny on the sideline. Most of the times was when Billy Paul Williams was referee.
Yeah, Billy Paul is a dear friend of mine. He's a great, great official. He and I, all their association has great officials. Yeah, I can get pretty animated at times. So it's just the way I am.
Are you going to be go Bobby Knight this year and throw a chair?
No, David, I'm not going to throw any chairs. No.
He's never done that, folks. I'm just picking at him. But what is something that I got to ask you, what is something that you wished you had never done or something that maybe that you said you look back on and you say, man, I can't believe I did that?
I thought this is very easy. I thought down in a close game that we actually won at Benjamin Russell, I thought the officials missed a call, and I kicked the bleacher, and it hurt my toe pretty bad. It didn't break it, but it hurt bad.
But you didn't get a technical for that, did you?
No technical, but I paid for it with pain.
Well, Coach, I certainly appreciate you joining us on McCurley in the Morning. We'll be down here and taking part in some Lady Wolves basketball. I appreciate it, and good luck this year.
Oh, thank you, Coach. And one other thing, real quick, prayers for Coach Joe Ballou. He had open-heart surgery. He's recovering. You know, not only did I coach with him, he's one of my dear friends. So we just want to say prayers to Coach Joe Ballou and his family.
And I appreciate you saying that because he was always so good to me from a broadcast standpoint. And I'm going to tell you, two guys that I learned so much from basketball from was Joe Ballou and the late Justin Martin from Sylacauga. They were really a lot alike.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure between the two, probably 1,300 wins probably between the two.
No doubt about it. And you're right there behind them.
Gosh, no, I'm a long ways behind that.
I'll catch him before long. I appreciate you joining me.